Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. And following God is one of the greatest things we could ever do. We learn pure wisdom. Remember, the enemy is trying desperately to hide the light because he knows he can't stop it. Remember, God said, let there be light. And he said the light was good, and the darkness comprehended it not. Just like Pastor Jim said, the darkness, it can't subdue the light. It has no clue to how to subdue the light. Once the light is revealed, everything is exposed, just like the rising sun. When it rises up above the trees, you see the trees, you see the ground, you see the mountain, you see the ditches, you see the hollows, you see everything as it really is. But things of darkness don't always look dark. Sometimes it looks desirable. But when you think things through to conclusion, the darkness always ends up with bad results. And people that have, just like marriage, for instance, if a person has a good marriage, they inspire marriage. And the young people in the family will desire it. If enough grown people that they know have good marriages. So the enemy uses lack of knowledge and immaturity to hold people back. They holler at each other in front of everybody, because the abundance of the heart, guess what? The mouth speaks. You can't hide what's in your heart. If you don't want something to be revealed in your heart, you have to change what's inside. And if you start doing God's word in your heart, that's what's going to come out. And a healing process is in full salvation. A healing process is in the blood of Jesus. A healing process is in receiving Jesus. A healing process is in the Word of God. A renewing. And when that process continues, it gets in your heart. And what gets in your heart comes out of your mouth. And guess what? And if you know to destroy the unfruitful works of darkness, they can be subdued, destroyed, because the light can comprehend darkness. We can learn how the enemy thinks and undo what he does. But you have to have love in you. You have to have God's love. You have to be mature. You have to select it. You have to continually select God's better way and trade in your old way. And that's how you come out of darkness. You know, people drive jalopies. You trade in the jalopy and you buy a new car. There's no reason to hold on to the old jalopy. It's just going to make your yard look bad. It's unreliable. Make you lose your job. But you trade in that jalopy for the brand new car. Jesus gave you a brand new life. No sense in putting new wine in old wineskins. He made you brand new, so receive his new knowledge and drive out the unfruitful works of darkness. And if enough married people will do this, then marriage will be redefined in the mind of the next generation. When they see a healthy marriage, healthy parents, and they do things together, they play sports together, they go to the park, they do enjoyable things in the sight of others. People need to see this. But what the enemy has done, he's mocked marriage. All of our favorite TV shows, instead of the man having a wife, you know, that stopped in the 50s. In the 60s, the order of the day, in most cases, was the dad had a love interest. The mother was out of the picture. Or the father was out, and the mother had a love interest, no commitment. And people in the family structure has been weakened by Satan. Not just that. Many other things with it. Just using that for an example. So when you drive out the darkness can't stop the light. And the enemy knows, Satan knows, and the demons know that if people see people living God's way, they're going to want God's way. Even if they don't get saved, they're going to want that life. And if something in them desires the right thing, they'll say, hey, God's way is good. So the enemy has to start a new controversy. He has to start something else to counter what makes people strong. And that's the church world. And I say it like it is, the church world, the tares, the darkness. False prophets, they don't love God. They love position, they love power, they love prestige. They have no use for the love of God. And they weaken the people. And they're just like goats. They get on the highest precipice. They get on the mountains. They can't eat. You know, they don't like the water that goes softly. They got to stir up trouble. So they want power. They lust after it. And they control people and corral people into doing something under their will. I'm talking about false prophets, false preachers, false leadership. And they weaken the people, make people count on them, and they lust after the women, and they use manipulation tactics, just charlatans. They have nothing to do with God, but they're in the position. Remember, the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And the good ministers, the ones that love Jesus, they speak Jesus. They speak love. They speak the things of God. They help people go to heaven. They get people healed. They care about people. They're patient with people. They teach people how to use their faith and serve God with it. But the dead and the dying, they don't do that. They love the world. They love the world system. And they have a problem with those who love God. And then, remember, Paul said that the way of truth will be evil spoken of. Well, not just by the world, primarily by false teachers, false preachers, false prophets. They don't like people that can expose them for what they are. They set fires. They go around and put poisonous things in people's ears. And then if a good preacher is on the TV or radio, they speak bad about me. You know, the abundance of the heart, the mouth speak. They know they can't disagree with everything they say, but they taint the perception of godly people. And when people are in a weakened state and they're too lazy to learn the truth, and they don't have follow God, they fall for it. Because darkness can look good. It can look desirable. It's wrong, but it can look desirable. It can even look like it can help you, but it can't. But when you don't know better, you know, to a pig, a pool of mud is good. When you're a pig, you love mud. Nastiness. They don't care about that energy. They just want some corn husk and bugs or something. Their standards are very low. But when you have a taste of the truth, the love of God, the wisdom of God, now you can build life and not be ashamed. When people take the negative road, they always have to hide their face somewhere. When people are not doing what they're supposed to, they always hide their face somewhere. They go to the family reunion, they've been floundering around, they didn't get a job, they don't have any prospects. Somebody married the woman that they used to like. They always have shame. Because they won't get out of bed. They won't do what they're supposed to. And when people do what they're supposed to, they smile. They have a good, they enjoy life. They want more life. They're solving problems. This is our heritage. But when people don't do what they're supposed to, and they're weak, they act immature. And when immaturity gets in your heart, it comes out of your mouth. When people are hurt and they don't heal, they speak the hurt. So it's important to receive what God is saying. That's why Jesus sent the Holy Spirit. That's why the Father sent the Holy Spirit. To do what Jesus did for his disciples. The Holy Spirit will do the mentoring that Jesus did for his disciples. They watched him. They learned. They got excited about the authority they had over Satan. And Jesus brought them back to balance. Don't rejoice over that. Rejoice because your names are written in heaven, in the Lamb's Book of Life. The Lamb's Book of Life. You are a citizen of heaven. That's what you rejoice because of. Authority over Satan. You're just an extension of the Lord because you received his word, and God's word has authority over the enemy. You've been made righteous. You have promise. You know, when we look at what we have compared to what we didn't used to have, we can do so much more. You can silence Satan. You can tell him not to talk. If you see him aggravating somebody else, you can tell him to stop. At your will. They don't have to be some kin to you. You don't have to know them. If you see a heated argument, you can cut Satan off at the knees or at the neck. You can tell him to stop, and he got to stop. I've done it. And then people calm down. They can reason again. That doesn't teach them the word. But you can turn Satan off at your will. And bring things back to balance as you live the life of God. See, living the life, that's how we provide the world with fruit. They see our fruit. God designed us to bear fruit. And if we bear fruit, then God will bear branches. Because he's the vine. He knows what to do and how to do it. We see this world for what it is through him. And we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We need to do it. We need to do all things through Christ who strengthens us. No man can stop the works of no man can stop the works of God. Darkness can't comprehend it. Darkness has no real power. And all darkness is just another lie that people believe, all of it. But the darkness has covered the earth. Gross darkness, the people. And then here comes Jesus, exposing it for what. When Jesus came, darkness had covered the earth, and gross darkness the people, to the point that the people that were supposed to be of God wanted Jesus, the Word of God, killed. Well, you can't kill Jesus. And when Jesus returns, they're going to be trying to make weapons to kill Jesus. When he comes back and stands on the mount, they're trying to kill him. He can't die. But they believe that he can because they listen to a serpent. They listen to a liar. They're motivated by darkness. And everything that's wicked would try to destroy Jesus. The Antichrist has a purpose. He's going to attract everything that's not of God. Everything that's lukewarm, not of God, anti-Jesus, he's going to attract it to himself, and they're going to fall for it. Only those who love God, it's like Daniel said, those that do know the Lord will be strong. And you're going to have to be strong in these days. And they're going to do exploits. See, the Antichrist is hiding. I believe the church is too strong for him to reveal himself in some place. See, he has to be real slick about how he reveals himself. Because if he reveals himself too fast, then the people of God will expose him for what he is. And I love to study the Word, how, you know, the things that God did reveal about it. You know, the falling away. He'll be revealed after a great falling away. I can see that because I can't see him appearing with a thriving church. You have to have a lukewarm church. But God has people that love his Word, preach his Word. They can't be bought by the world system. They don't try to dominate people through prestige or power. They love people. And Satan can't reveal himself among people of that caliber. He has to get sour and lukewarm people that love wickedness, idolatry, pornography. He has to come through people. He has to reveal himself against people like that. And he's counting on his puppet preachers to preach his word to reduce the people so they won't have strength and knowledge. But the Lord told me years and years ago, don't let not my people lack knowledge. I saw a vision. He said, let not my people lack knowledge. And I do what God give me to do. I do what God has sanctioned me to do. And I do it in faith. I believe, God, that these messages will reach the right people and they'll rise up. And there's going to be a rapture. God's going to move his people out of the way so he can kill. And I'm unclear, I'm not as dogmatic as I used to be about the pre-tribulation rapture, because I found scriptures that disprove it in some ways. We will be removed at the right moment, but I don't know, I can't be dogmatic anymore, because the Lord is timed, whatever God has done, that's what needs to happen. And I rejoice that however God do it, it's going to be right. I'm not trying to convince anybody of any opinion that I have, but it's important to understand this, that God, that he doesn't do anything foolish. He's never going to do anything foolish. Whatever God do, it's going to be precise. We're going to praise him for it. We're going to worship him because he did it in a way that more people would live. And that's what I thank God for. Now that I'll be dogmatic about. Now how he do it, I don't know. And I found faith, it's easier to stay in faith if you don't concern yourself with how God do it, but just know he's going to do it. He got you covered. He got you. And I thank God for all of that. But as we live the light, we reveal things for what they are. And the Lord helps us do it. Now, I happen to be out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.